Show me today.
John Turner with Missouri State University. Hey, I'm curious, have you ever seen, in your analysis, have you seen any school districts in Missouri who have actually, they went to a four-day school week and reverted back?
You know, that is a question that often comes up, and the answer is only one. You know, there were, if you look at historically in the state of Missouri, there were 143 school districts that have adopted the four-day school week. One of those districts, the Stett School District, it was consolidated into another school district over the years, and so it no longer even exists. So of all the districts that we have in Missouri that went to the four-day week, the only one that ever went back was the Lexington School District, which is just east of the Kansas City area there.
And John, do you recall, do you know how far back four-day school weeks go in Missouri when all this, did you say 2010, 2011?
Yeah, 2010-11 was the first year it was allowed. It was adopted by the legislature or it was given as an option in the legislature back in 2009, but then the first school district that adopted it was Lathrop in 2010 and 2011. Yeah, this is their 13th year in Lathrop, and they were the first to adopt the four-day week.
So with districts, are the teachers, for that fifth day, are the teachers actually working that fifth day? Do they get the day off, or does it vary from district to district, John?
A very common misunderstanding about the four-day school week that I always have to clarify to people is that in the state of Missouri, since the very beginning, the legislature has always required a school district that goes to the four-day school week to maintain the same number of instructional hours. And currently, that's 1,044 instructional hours as a minimum. And so even if a school district transitions from a five-day week to a four-day week, they have to maintain those same number of instructional hours, which mean obviously that the teaching day increases. So actually the amount of time that a teacher is spending in front of a classroom teaching is the same on a four-day week as it is on a five-day week. The other thing that I like to point out to people, and so that obviously means there's some additional time that teachers are going to have to do by going to the four-day week, especially knowing that most districts, when they go to the four-day week, double the amount of professional development time that they have with staff. So actually, by going to the four-day week, almost all the school districts actually have the faculty on campus more hours than they do on a traditional five-day week. And so it's not, school leaders and school people around the state of Missouri have not gone to the four-day week to find a way to make it easier for teachers or make them work less. It's just about changing not only the instructional time and that direct focus, which is obviously now 4-day week, but it also increases the amount of professional development, collaboration, and planning time that they can have. So again, when school districts go to the 4-day week, almost all of them double the amount of professional development that they have with staff. The amount of instructional time remains the same. And so in most cases, the way that it looks is that faculty are getting usually about 2 3-day weeks a month. And so typically most school districts will do 2 professional development days on that fifth day, and then faculty get 2 of those fifth days off a month to take care of other things in their personal life. And so it's that flexibility that seems to be very attractive to teachers and that can keep some in the field that may have left. And again, there's no doubt that teachers see this as a positive, and again, it's something that's very attractive on not only attracting people to your district, but keeping them long term.
Okay, so 1,044 required instructional hours. Is there research out there showing how moving from a 5-day school week to a 4-day school week impacts academic achievement whatsoever?
And again, I've been studying this for 8 years now, and that is the million-dollar question, and it's also the hardest question to answer because each state has a different method of rolling out the 4-day school week. So you can see, for example, there's research out there from the state of Oregon that shows that when schools implement the 4-day school week, their academic performance goes down. But if you look at the state of Oregon, when you implement the 4-day school week in the state of Oregon, they reduce the amount of instructional time. So again, that connection could strongly be tied to students are having less time in front of their teachers in the state of Oregon. But again, in the state of Missouri, we've always required the same number of instructional hours. So studying it in the state of Missouri is also complicated because Missouri, through our MAP testing, our Missouri Assessment Program MAP test, has gone through several revisions revisions over the last few years. And because those revisions have changed the ability to go through and notice a trend, it's been extremely difficult to monitor when these schools go to the four-day week if it's impacted those MAP test scores. And then, of course, you've had the pandemic. The last, 2 years ago, the state didn't even have the MAP test. So again, with the number of school districts implementing the four-day week growing so fast in the state of Missouri over the last 5 years, and with the changes in the MAP test assessment and, of course, the pandemic and not having the MAP test one particular year, that's made it very, very difficult to go through and measure the academic impact on the four-day week nationwide, but specifically in the state of Missouri. And so, again, after looking at this for so long, I would say that my impression is that there may be some impact on academic learning, but it isn't always negative. There are a number of studies out of the state of Colorado, for example, and by the way, the state of Colorado, a majority of school districts in Colorado were on the four-day week, so they have a long track record going back to the 1970s with a four-day week in Colorado. And there's research in Colorado that says that when schools go to the four-day week, they actually see a bump in academic performance, and they link that primarily because, again, faculty have more collaboration and preparation time when they go to the four-day week, so they're better prepared when they go into the classroom to focus on kids. You go and look at other studies and you see some negative aspects. And I tell people, I say, right at this point in the state of Missouri, it's very unclear about whether it has an academic impact one way or another, but I'm pretty confident if it does have an impact, it's not a very large impact one way or another. Again, there are just too many dynamics to measure in each individual school district to see if the causes of the increase or the decrease in a temporary score might have come because of the four-day school week.
John Turner, an associate professor in Springfield at Missouri State University, joined Show Me Today. He studies four-day school weeks here in Missouri. I feel like a complaint by some parents might be that they can't find daycare for one day a week. Does your research survey parents, the teachers, the students to see how they feel about a four-day school week after it's been rolled out?
We definitely have done a lot of research on that in the state of Missouri about how it has impacted families. And I always tell people, I say, and of course I don't take sides on this one way or another, but there are two specific groups that we definitely want to make sure that people, when they transition to the four-day week, they have a real focus on, is that our research has found that all categories of parents that have been in four-day school week districts approve of the four-day school week, and almost all parents overwhelmingly approve of the four-day school week. And so the approval rating is in the 70 and 80% range for most parents. But the two parent groups that we find that do, again, have lower overall approval in the 50% range are those families that have students with unique needs, and they might be a student with a unique medical need that, for example, the school nurse is very vital to maybe monitor a chronic health condition like diabetes and insulin, or it may be students that have special feeding needs where the school nurse is necessary to support that student. Those families are ones, again, that are not nearly as supportive of the four-day week because obviously child care that can have that special support that schools can have with a school nurse and with special education faculty and staff, it's difficult to find child care that can support that. And so another group are those families that have children that have unique behavioral needs, is that, you may have a family with a student that is on the autism spectrum, for example, and just putting that child in general child care may be difficult to find. And so, again, those are the two families that we really pay to focus on. And then actually a third one that I would like to put in there are those families that have only early childhood age kids. A family that only has a kindergartner and a first grader, or a kindergartner and a second grader, those families have a unique child care need that families that have middle school and high school students do not have. So, again, while we've never identified a parental group or even a subsection of a parental group that in districts that have implemented the four-day week that do not like it, those groups that I just talked about there, they're the ones that we tell people that they need to pay special attention to when they make that transition to the four-day week.
John Turner with Missouri State University. This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri.